Blog Talk Radio.
Like we vital, spit flows, rip shows, peep the recital.
Skills,
now you feel it when we drop those hot beats, stop pose, killing shit. We got those
skills.
It's the music that the street loves. Each thug is now repping this with deep love.
Skills,
gangstar, dueling again, ruling again. Watch as we do it again. It's the true living with a youthful vengeance. And I'm a judge, laugh as your ass, give you a crucial sentence. You need at least 12 jewels to practice. You're too enthusiastic, male groupie bastard. Still trying to convince us some more. Pretending you're raw, that's what you need a minister for. Again, it's the law, got you up against the wall. We the gulliest, fuck it, then it's us against y'all. Mic skills, tight drills, like I'm Michael Jill. Like when he rifle the film, it's how I stifle the ill. Slide off, kid, and let a grown man finesse it. We bold and impressive, that old eye manifest shit. Some new product from a known team. Niggas know me, and you can bet they know Breen. So here we go for your stereo, and you can tell that it's real when you hear me go, hear me go.
Skills,
top rank, point blank, we vital. Spit flows, flip shows, peep the recital.
Skills,
now you feel it when we drop those hot beats, stop pose, killing shit. We got those
skills.
It's the music that the street loves. East Side is now repping this with deep love.
Skills,
gangstar, dueling again, ruling again. Watch as we do it again. You little suckers know better. I go head up. If your man left a joint in the whip, then tell him go get it. We hold it down like a holy crown. Fools acting like they know me, throw me phony pounds. Fuck that, I'm sitting back like an aristocrat. Shell shock, chief assassin with a whole fucking list of cats. Thought you was on the case, but you missed the facts. Your bitch talking this and that. I'ma make it simple, Jack. I doubled up and tripled that. Soldiers, where your pistols at? Life wrong move, lose the gift of that. Why they calling us the most consistent, most significant, the most slick shit? Fulfill your need and catch a joyful rush. Enjoy your Dutch, haters annoyed with us. Oh boy, it's us, you know the face from the club, blazing the dub, with my niggas raising it up for these
skills.
Top rank, point blank, we vital. Spit flows, rip shows, peep the recital.
Skills,
now you feel it when we drop those hot beats, stop foes, killing shit, we got those
skills.
It's the music that the street loves. East Side is now repping this with deep love.
Skills,
gangstar, dueling again, ruling again. Watch as we do it again. Brothers are amused by other brothers' reps. Some niggas pull text, catch others for checks. All for respect, all for the bread. For the chance of success, they might hand him his head. Remain humble, cause I know enough. Plus the road is tough, especially when you roll with us. But I'ma stay with my peace, stay in these streets. Rhyme spraying and I'm playing for keeps, cause I got those
skills.
Top rank, point blank, we vital. Spit flows, rip shows, peep the recital.
Skills,
now you feel it when we drop those hot beats. Stop foes, killing shit, we got those
skills.
It's the music that the street loves. East Side is now repping this with deep love.
Skills,
gangstar, dueling again, ruling again. Watch as we do it again.
Skills.
Going down, what's going down, what's going down? What's going down, my people's family? It's your big brother, your little brother, Dolomite, a.k.a. Dothan. Motherfuckers out here dropping napalms and shit, complaining about, you know, Trump on one end of the stick, but look what the fuck y'all doing. We free. I bet you is. Never fails, man. Never fails. I just saw him again out there spraying that shit in the sky. So, you know, everybody got game. They want to sit here and try to, you know, run on people and shit. So we got to be careful of these tricks, man, because we open up this arms by participating with the bullshit. But nah, nobody want to take away your fun. You know how y'all is. Well, we got to have our fun. You can't take away that fun, man. Hell nah. We got to go watch our sports. We got to go watch this. We got to go watch that. Man, that shit ain't helping us get rich. That shit ain't helping us maintain our neighborhoods. But with that being said, I'm not going in with that kind of talk today, you know. I'm going to deal with something much more important that I was going to get into a little bit differently today. On this Hardcore Tuesday, I want to bring up some evidence overwhelming evidence that I'm looking at here, and I'm trying to match up the two together, but I'm starting to get a little sense of shit here. We're going to be looking at some, or talking about, as far as with the information today, we're going to be dealing with references, and we're going to try to correlate the dates on when this was going down, as well as bringing in the astrology to coexist with what they was trying to sit here and do, because the astrology and what I'm going to get into today, they go hand in hand like a goddamn, I wouldn't say a map, but it's like a blueprint. It's like a blueprint. It's only going, you know, it ain't y'all fault. Again, we only showing how someone sat here and ran game on our babies. That's all we showing. The rest is up to y'all. But that's all we showing is, you know, this shit, somebody else is handling this situation. So I'm going to kick in with the commercial breaks first. And then we're going to get into these artifacts. Destinations, locations, things of that nature, and also give you some references on where to dig this information up. Like I said, we're going to dig it up, and when I pull up these places, all my, you know, I dig into goddamn religious books and see if the information in there, and if the information ain't in there, that mean that goddamn it, there's some shit going on. I don't want to sit here and say what the fuck I want to say, but I'm just going to leave it at that. There's some shit going on. There's some shit going on. But first thing first, I'm going to go ahead and kick off into the commercials. And then after that, hey, your big brother, your little brother is going there.
Sweet love. Ahead of our time. Free your mind and come fly with me. It's hip on the mothership. Stop.
Advertising too much for your budget in this fast-paced economy? Give Shadow Productions a call, 404-512-3355. They specialize with brochures, flyers, and other advertising materials to help you flood your social media. That's Shadow Productions, 404-512-3355. Give them a call. Support the Black Nation, people.
Pompano Beach area? Stop by Bojo Seafood, located at 731 North MLK Boulevard in Pompano Beach, Florida. They have a $5 lunch special. And also make sure you stop in every Friday to check out the fish fry they have going on every Friday. Again, Bojo Seafood, located at 731 North MLK. Support the Black Nation.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Support, 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 people. We're going to be breaking off into this Hardcore Tuesday with this this particular type of structure that our peoples were sitting here using for various purposes. Sort of like what you would have, what they would call a multiplex center. That's what these shits was. But long story short, it is what's known as, or pronounced as, a defufa. Defufa is spelled D-E-F-F-U-F-A. These are rock-like structures where people carve around it, in it, for various purposes. Addition to that, societies was involved into that. That dealt with different types of cults. In addition to that, they're pretty much listed all over the world. But how I first acquired these particular structures was under a particular video I was checking out. And it's under Nubia Part 1, or it will probably have it under the Lost Kingdoms of Africa, Nubia, Part 1. But with that being said, in the video, they have a Defufa temple in Kerma, Nubia. Now, looking at this particular structure, I mean, the way they got it built, they built all kind of stuff. Some of the stuff deteriorated, of course, over time, and plus the fact that somebody was trying to hide shit from the world. But with that being said, the rest of the area, it's kind of like you have a big, large, huge rock. I mean, that shit is like damn near 5 stories, possibly 12 stories fucking high, even 16 or 20, depending on how large, you know, the big-ass shit is. This is the size of a damn building, man. A building. Skyscrapers. That's how large these rocks are, where people were carving around it. You know, they would had a civilization, or, you know, whatever temple or whatever trading location for trade routes. You know, I mean, it's a beautiful thing when you see this kind of evidence, because we could tie some things associated with this and see what happened to a lot of lost kingdoms. Because you may can destroy the kingdom, but these big-ass rocks, whoever attacked the ship, they ain't got time to knock all this shit. That's too hard, too solid. See? So, with that being said, the carving in the rock with the Fufas around Kerma and stuff like that, it pretty much signifies how the culture in those regions were pretty much up to some heavy sophistication. One, and two, they knew how to keep evidence alive. Unlike the enemy, and they knew they had enemies, they knew how to destroy evidence. But when it came to, you know, rock-like structures, you ain't going to sit here and weigh in on that. You just ain't going to do it. But long story short, you have one, like I said, and you have a couple in Sudan. The Defufa and Kerma, that's one. Another one you can pull up is the one that's in Oh, yeah, I can't think of Jabril Barkel, that's another one. Especially with Jabril Barkel. But you get stuff like that, crop circles, not crop circles, but stone circles, anything that show you some type of marker how they was mapping out the solar system, that's what these shits were for. Like I said, this shit is tied to some fucking energy shit. You can pray all you want to and get on your knees, waste your energy how you like. I'm not stopping the motherfucker. But, I mean, long story short, we have to understand what we're up against. Some ways from what karma is, it's the same temple, but this is the temple of Amun. And also, you know, something that whether it was Tahaka who had it there, placed there, you know, as far as, you know, have the temple built, or someone else and he just finished the work, or someone finished behind him, either or, you know, this is another prime example of what a Dafufa looks like. You're using large landmass to create, you know, a destination. That way, a person won't get lost in this region. But like I said, in this region, just because it looked desert-like, trust me, they had trees there. Somebody burnt them shits. Somebody uprooted them. Somebody did something because, like I said, in those days, you had ships. You need lumber. You need lumber. The shit got some type of vegetation spread it out periodically. That means, damn it, you have vegetation there. So there is no excuse. None. None. But again, you know, the one over there in Jabal Bakel, like I said, that one, everyone pretty much recognized that one because there's actually a snake at the foot of this particular rock-like mountain structure. Well, I wouldn't say a mountain, but the particular rock structure. And they also have imagery with pillars made from rock material itself. Like, they just had one big slab-ass piece they just put there. But with that being said, they carved out of the rocks, and you see clear as day an imagery of Hathor. So, I mean, Hathor has her crown on her head. The snake has his crown on his head at the foot of the mountain. This is the temple of Amun. And in addition to that, it is recognized by the Nubian king Tahaka. But this just one particular region. Now, we can go to some other places and pull them up as well with some fascinating artwork behind it. And matter of fact, Nubia has a couple of them. They don't just have one, two, and that. No, hell no. They have a couple of them. Let's see. This one was at Kerma. You got a couple of, you got another one at Moroe. That's another one. I mean, they got a couple of these places around, man. I mean, quite a bit, man. And that's the beauty behind this. Sudan is like caked up with these kind of places. I mean, just caked up with it. They had their own kingdom rocking. But guess what? The Dafufas are not just in Africa. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no. The DeFufas, they also have them. The same thing that I was talking about earlier on a couple of episodes back when I was describing the home-like structures with the pygmies. That was over there by the Great Wall of China. And it's another place over there off in the Midwest of the Americas. They're like the FUFA-like structures there in the homes. They want to claim Native Indians put there. Okay, well, how the fuck you go from carving out of the rocks to, goddamn it, you just doing TV? That ain't making no sense. And also in West Africa as well, in the area where the region was known as the Banagari. So you have pygmies there as well. So is it ironic that these home-like structures, you got short people around that motherfucker? Is it ironic? No, it's not. Nothing is too far-fetched. Nothing. Okay, we're going to roll on over I'm trying to find another one here. Here's another one in Sudan as well. And I said Sudan got quite a bit of the FUFAs. All they did was just pretty much carve around the rock or in the rock or along the rock or even add additions to it to broaden it up. So, I mean, this is the beauty behind architect work, you know, that one can appreciate in life. I mean, this is some splendid shit as far as for somebody to create, but we all know that if we were to see this shit at its full strength, oh, man, it would be a sight to damn see. It would be a sight to see. But anytime I see a big, like, rock-like structure with some kind of, like, homes in there, holes in it for somebody to dwell in it, like a home, Now, you spilling the beans, buddy. Spilling the beans. I'm starting to see now and connect how and why. Like I said, the Great Wall of China, that shit came across. Stopped at a certain point. You had these rock-like structures with these goddamn holes in it for somebody to dwell there. That's a DeFufa. And this shit was hooked up to what? The Himalaya Mountains. They had them on several sides of the mountain. Whether it's in the northern parts of the mountains or the southern parts of the mountains where India is, on the east side of India, which is northeast India. I'm just saying as far as with the terms of Asia Minor. But we're going to get this shit corrected, man. You know, the FUFA is one thing where you can sit here and keep a society kept their information personal, away from the rest of the world or the outside world. That's one. Two, we can see now why that, you know, the Caucasian or whoever else experimenting, hey, all this shit with y'all coming out the Caucasus Mountain, don't feel bad. Motherfuckers living inside the rocks, just like we underneath, everybody got a roof they under. So, I mean, enough with the plan. But, again, you got pretty much these large rock-like structures in several places around the world. Anytime you see, like, a big, huge rock-like structure, okay, take it for what it's worth. Take it for what it's worth. I mean, Egypt got some, too. Somalia got some. Ethiopia, most definitely, the way they had carved... I forget the name of the temple, but it's a temple they got where it's in the shape of a north, south, east, and west, kind of a plus sign design. But they got that shit so hugely built, and that shit go in the earth. The whole entire structure itself goes in the earth. I think like, what was it? I may be imagining, but I know I'm wrong. But it's possibly over 100 feet easy. I would say easy, like 50 stories, something like that, because you got to climb down there to get down there to the bottom. And they even designed down there. But, I mean, it's a extraordinary sight to see, even though it has a lot of Arab Muslim influence to it. I mean, they still put in work to, you know, do what they have to do as far as the scope the situation the way they did. But again, let me see if I can look it up right fast. The Ethiopian temple over there, and here it is right here. Let me see if they got it here. Actually, no, this is a Christian. I'm sorry. I thought this was actually a Muslim one, but I guess not. Ethiopia, a Christian church hewed out of solid stone 8th century ago. So, this thing here, the way they got this thing carved in here, It is straight insane. It is straight insane. I mean, the shit is like pretty much they carved. They left the stone, a piece of big, huge ass stone there in the middle. They carved around it. In addition to that, they made designs from. But the way it looks like, it's a pretty much a nice design of whoever designed it, whoever architected. Another thing you could take a look at, similar to that in Ethiopia, as far as with the Dafufa kind of like structure to it, also in that particular same region is the rock churches of Lilibala. And that's also tied to what is known as Sheba, Queen Sheba. But that's over there in Ethiopia. Not. And this is over there in Ethiopia. Some shit that you don't see, but they'll give you please send a dollar a day to save the child. They'll give you that commercial with the starving kids and shit, but they won't give you this tourist attraction that's in the same damn country. Make any sense? I thought I was the only one. Okay, we're going to go to the Dafufas over here in another part of Africa. I mean, we want to be fair. We want to show everybody that it's not just here in one particular region. I'm not going to do it that way. All right, let me see. I should have did Tanzania. Because I know Tanzania got one especially. And also, within the Zulu region, they have one, a couple over there as well. Where, what the name of that area where that famous battle was? York Drift. And also, when the Zulus fought against the British, those two particular battles, but York Drift is one, and the other one, Zulus, versus the British battles. I know one of them was, the battle of Wanda and also York Drift. You have like a big, huge rock structure there in the background on that battlefield. And both of those particular battlefields, using shit like that in ancient times to, you know what I'm saying, you know, to dwell in and stay out of harm's way when it came to nature. And, you know, animals and shit like that, you ain't want to migrate too far. Next thing you know, some wild beast chasing your ass, and you stuck. So, you know, just at the time when languages and written material and all that stuff is evolving and, you know, coming of age. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful, beautiful thing. All right, we going to come across the one over here in Asia. Asia has a couple large rock-like structures, several places in desert regions. Was known as the doorway. Actually, no, that ain't. That's not. Hold on, let me just pull up this. Yeah, this is in Asia Minor, and this is a particular it's a large rock-like structure that was used as pretty much like a home-like setting or a home-like structure. But this is in Asia Minor. And you can check it out on www.granger.com. Just type in Asia Minor doorway on the face of a large rock. And the way they got them small pocket holes up top and everything, you know, when you're trying to transfer some shit down and transfer some shit up, kind of elevator like shit. But that's what I mean by it. You have the same setting, the same language, the same, you know, everybody know what's going on, what to do around this time as far as like to put that particular those particular pockets in the walls for various reasons. Everybody was on the same page with it. I mean, we can't escape this. This is just not over here in Africa only. Oh, no. It gets worse. It gets better. It gets important. Same thing with the ones that you see, like, in the ocean. They also are the same, like, structures over the Fufa. Same, like, structures. So, you know, that's what I mean by a person turning some shit into, you know, some other shit while you thinking that it's just nature. Hell nah, they using the planet and know how to work with the planet. Here's two large rocks, structures in the Halong Bay. And that's over there in the Halong Bay, which is, let me see what the hell it's saying, because they ain't pretty much giving me information on this. So we got a double probe, no problem. You want to make my ass work, I'll make your ass work too. That's over there in Vietnam. So actually it's pronounced Ha Long Bay. H-A-L-O-N-G. But they also have the fufas in the ocean as well. I mean, it ain't just... Where the hell you think pirates went to? Where you think the hell pirates was hiding out or making themselves a nice little, you know... They ain't stupid. They have to know how to, you know, work it. Have to. I mean, you got large rock structures all over the planet. All over. They are all over the planet in various ways. Places that you wouldn't think to find some shit, they got it. They got them over here in the Americas, in the Midwest. Most definitely. Most definitely. And in the Midwest or / Mexico, don't they have step pyramids over there? All right there. Or the Fufa, right there, clear as day in your damn face. Y'all just never looked at it that way, because why? You caught in that world. I said Asia got a full of them. A full of them. You got large rock-like structures. Pay attention to that shit, because, you know, you don't know what the fuck is underneath. Water structure, most definitely. Vegetation, most... You already know. Of course the government gonna hide that shit. They don't want your ass to know that shit. But this one over here in what's called the Unchali Falls in Yana, India. Okay. Enough said. Enough said. You got to pay attention to these stone circles and also to the Dafufas. They give clean-cut evidence to show you that our people was combining these places based on the astrology. You got monument rocks in what they call chalk pyramids. Crazy, but that's what they got, and that's in Oakley, Kansas. I told you the Midwest got them shits, man. Y'all think I'm playing? Kansas, Colorado, all that shit, Nevada. They rocking them. They rocking them. It's not a game. This is not a damn drill. It's the real shit. But again, I'm looking at certain areas where just like it was once civilization here. Like somebody sat here and fucked it over. We gotta hide the evidence, y'all. Let's hide the evidence. I said the Midwest got them. India, like I said, got it because that's over there by the Himalayas. So I let you know that if we had the Fufas, plus we also were doing some cave dwelling of our own, you can only imagine what the fuck they were doing up north. That's why I say in the end, you got to pay attention to the clues. I mean, you have some various, as a matter of fact, a lot of these places, they have various patterns in them. So, you know, the flood ain't happen like motherfuckers think that it happened. Y'all need to quit lying with that shit as well. But it didn't happen the way you think it happened, because when we look at other places around the globe, we don't see, you know, the crease inside the, along the rocks. We don't see it. Only certain places where they have flood, the other places they didn't. Which means somebody made the water rise purposely. See that? Oh, it was a great flood, blah, blah, blah. No, damn it, it's supposed to be higher than that. Don't get selective and it was only high in certain areas and low in certain areas. No. Is what it is. As a matter of fact, to pull a woo on the goddamn great flood theory, since the land was so evil and shit, if the flood was made to wash evil away, well, damn it, ain't the damn aquatic life feeding off the dead that was evil, which means now they have evil in them. So when you repopulate the earth and you start to acquire fishing, well, guess what? You regurgitate. It never got eliminated. It never got eliminated. That's how we handle that part. I'm only going to be doing an hour today on this special topic, because I want to bring this up. I'm going to be bringing a video on this particular situation. I told you I had some new and improved stuff I want to come up with that, you know, it ain't hit y'all eyes yet. It ain't hit a lot of people's eyes. A lot of people don't know about this shit that I'm into. But y'all gonna learn. Y'all gonna learn. You gonna learn where the fuck you come from. And I'm gonna figure that shit out based on your height and what you like to do. But it's a beautiful thing, man. But again, Asia has these defufas. The subtropic is caked up with it. India got it. You already know Australia got it. I don't even need to go there, but they found some shit over there any goddamn way that was linked to Nubia. They found some ancient artifacts over there. Solid stone rock with some hieroglyphics on it. Take it for a game if you want to. Why is our shit down there? I know. I said, all you gotta do is just do you some research, and you know, you'll figure it out. But if you ain't gonna do no research and you just wanna go to a place or, you know, whatever, just to make you feel good, to get high off your feelings, man, you already gone. You serve the world no purpose except for to sit here and fuck people over and help the system out, which is what you're gonna do anyway. See? Damn. I will keep on pumping this shit into our people's head. And like I say, the more people hear my thing, or the ears that hear it, they automatically tuned into it. But they see I don't come in here half-stepping, bullshitting, you know, wasting their time. You want some therapy, hey, I'll give you something to learn. Oh, trust me, I'll give you something to work with. So, but again, we have information showing that, you know, these the FUFAs, and the only thing I'm working on right now for y'all family, I'm really doing the research on Jabel Barkel and the Southern Constellation. Your big brother, your little brother done found out some shit. But I'm just digging into it a little bit more, just get some clarity. Because you know me, I'm a very thorough person. I like to be, you know, extra, extra, extra on it. I just want to be sure. So when I go in, I'm just going to throw that shit in the goddamn oven and you're going to watch that shit explode on its own. Again, you know, we're making it happen, man. Bit by bit, we find out the Wizard of Oz is just a goddamn fairy tale. It ain't real. We're figuring it out, bit by bit. I'll be putting a video up of this information real soon. Don't worry, Facebook family. I know it's been. So these knuckleheads took weeks to get my shit fixed, and the LED light went out on it. But with that being said, you know, the king finna come correct. The king finna come with a goddamn correct shit that's gonna open that mind up and make your ass get goddamn activated. Get moving, goddamn it. Get moving on your shit. Again, rock like structures, they all over, man. And our people use them as a place of reference, as a place of location, geography, to recognize what land you on or what tribe you a part of. You can also see that there's some shit going on because even in that area where Jabel Barkel is, in Sudan, in that region of Kerma, you know, you had a fucking massacre go on right there. Because there's over 3,000 graves there. 3,000. I'm sorry, not 30. I stand incorrected. 30,000. So you might well say that was at least 75,000, probably 100. Probably 100. So that means you gotta take in consideration the people that they had there for security. You gotta take in consideration for the people who was there in security, as far as trying to defend the place. Died in battle, you gotta take that in consideration. You gotta take in consideration the people who were sold into slavery. So when somebody lost, trust me, the society's gonna get wiped out. They're gonna dig in. So you're looking at six figures all up in Jabel Barkel. You're looking at six figures. But again, I was studying the constellation, people. And see, what got my attention with the constellations in the southern region, because I done graduated from the northern region. I done graduated from that shit. I graduated from it. I'm on the southern region now. I'm at the bottom. God damn it, like the bottom when they say the map of FLA. I'm at the bottom. And some constellation has caught my attention. Some of them caught my attention. Matter of fact, one of them, because you know how up north, in the northern hemisphere, you have what is pronounced Ursa, and you got Ursa, Major, and Minor. You take away the S and A off the end of that shit, you got Ur. Same shit dealing with Chaldea, Abraham, and all that shit. Now, you look at the word Canis Major and Canis Minor. You wonder how you have this C-A-N when it's describing a person's origin. American, Russian, African, Asian. Oh, snuck you with one. I didn't nominate these shits with these names, but with that being said and doing so, Candace Minor, when I looked it up and to see how it associates itself with the Nile Valley, they consider Candace Minor the gateway of Anubis. Because the way this shit correlates, you got Orion, you have Canis Minor, and then you got the Leo constellation coming up behind that. So we already know we got some shit here going on as far as the way it's circulating. We're starting to understand something here. So that's why I say when you go get like the papyrus of Ani or the papyrus of Hunefa, you got to tie this shit in with it. Same thing with the location where these people building the Dufufas or got the pyramids or got the stone circles. Look what constellation is going on around that area. These people ain't got these constellations and shit on fucking logos and shit for y'all to not understand, but they see that language. They see it. Got about 5 minutes left on the show. I want to take this Hardcore Tuesday to bring up, like I said, something different to bring up before I go on with the Warrior Week, bring up some information that'll help you out. But I'm going to still keep digging in with it as far as the Dufufas, the stone circles, and also various temples and pyramid-like structures that they had made based on the stars and the movement of the stars. Very important we understand what's going on so we can understand why our baby's being snatched up, never to be seen again, because somebody want to sit here, you know, and play let's steal the motherfucking soul or let's steal a goddamn body. Let's steal the damn body. I need to stay young forever and shit. Here's what it is, people. Let's take a time to reflect. Let's reflect on our accomplishments in those days. Let's reflect on our people trying to build something. temples are all around the world, man. Ain't no excuse for y'all not to see this. Shouts out to everybody out there, man, you know. Be careful out there. They're still shooting the fireworks off. So, we don't need nobody getting hurt with any fireworks or some shit blowing up on them and, you know, you don't lost a goddamn finger or so. Lay off that meat. Eat you some healthy food for a change. You gonna eat you some meat? Goddamn it, you know, tighten up with your goddamn self. Ain't gotta be beer, drugs, and, you know, fucked up food. Stop rewarding them crackers on their holidays. And that's what I'm gonna start saying to y'all to pump it out there. Stop rewarding them crackers for their holidays. That's they shit. Where your shit at? Yeah. Southern Root Radio, always pumping that information out there. Like I said, the time is going to come real soon. We're going to go all on the imagery, baby. We're going to put it out there on Facebook. We're going to make it happen. Can't wait to dig into these materials. I'm going to show y'all agenda on our ass. Motherfuckers creating genocide and agendas on our ass. It is what it is, fam. We don't protect ourselves. We go trusting the motherfuckers. Look what happened. We left wide open to get shitted on. It's okay. We got shitted on because we trust. We trust the motherfucker who fucking up. Never too late. Always remember that. Just like some shit got done, it can get undone. Always study your math, people. The key to the universe. Math is so easy, don't make it hard, man. Gonna be back on Thursday. Coming in with that get even. Get back Thursday. I may wind up taking a trip on over there to Bajas. Let me stop playing. Bojo's. And going to see how they rolling over there. Bring some flyers and things of that nature. Post it up. Get it out there. Make it happen for the crowd. We had our thing that we did over there on Martin Luther King Day. Got a minute left in the show. I just want to take my time, like I say, to give shouts out to the family on Facebook. The family on the show, Black Sheep, Big Mike. Always got y'all boys back. Anything y'all want to get down with. OC, shouts out to you, baby. Dr. Fullmore. Queen Ivy. Everybody else out there making it happen. Gotta stay on point with it, man. Be safe out there.